Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
It's time to take a trip around the college football universe with Isaac and Sue.
I would like to know things.
This is the College Football Jamboree, part of Primetime with Isaac and Sue on 1080.
He is a five-star douche
magoo. What?
The Fan.
Yeah, one quick note. Mike said Ben Simmons refused to do the drill and then went home. That's technically not true. He went to Delilah's.
Yeah. Well, he may have stopped off at home to get cleaned up.
Maybe.
And then he went to Delilah's, maybe, which is a Philadelphia gentleman's club.
One thing I'd like to say about, you said nothing good ever happens on the 2 o'clock shift. I beg to differ.
That's been my experience.
Well, I think the thing you're missing is that sometimes the 2 o'clock shift, that's where the newbies are. Like, let's say you're new. This is when, remember I told you I went to Mary's one time, Mary's Club downtown? And I swear to God, still to this day, the hottest stripper I've ever seen in any strip club in Oregon was in Mary's that afternoon.
She hadn't realized that
she was new to town. She was new to town. And that, and you don't just get the shifts, man. You don't get the good shifts.
You got to work your way up.
You gotta pay your dues. So a lot of times there's gold. You can mine for gold at 3 o'clock in the afternoon.
All I know is I saw a mother-daughter shift once at about 2 o'clock, and it neither was good. It was just a sad, it was one of those that just was so depressing, like you had to get up and leave. You're like, I can't do this. I gotta make some life choices to reevaluate.
So Washington State needs a coach.
No, they got a coach. They need coaches.
Joe Moorhead's name popping up. What do you think about that? Serious candidate, you think?
Absolutely. I mean, why not?
That'd be a good hire for them.
He's been a head coach before, a very well-respected offensive mind. And I think if you're Washington State, you do have to go find someone. I don't think at Washington State you can really have the CEO guy. I think you have to have a guy that is going to specialize in something. And Moorhead's one of the better offensive minds. And I don't know if that's the job that he wants to take. But, they were paying Rolovich $3 million. Say this about the Cougs. They haven't been cheap. They paid Leach. And they paid Rolo. So, you know, when they say that they're going to go out and they can conduct a search, and Pat Chun, their AD, was on the press conference today, and he was saying that they feel very, very confident that they have the resources and the ability to go out and get a guy, and I give him credit. The last two coaches I thought were very, very good hires. Now, you couldn't see this coming. No one had anything bad to say about Rolovich. And then this whole thing popped up, and it was like the one thing. Anyone see a global pandemic coming down the pipe? And then the fact that you'd have the only Power 5 football coach that would refuse to get it? I mean, you can't predict these things. So I'm guessing that Washington State shoots a lot higher than Moorhead. But I don't think that would be a bad one if Washington State ended up there.
Well, where would they – what's the highest they would shoot? Like, what realistically could they get?
I don't know.
Because I don't know –
I don't know what, you know.
I think that'd be perfect for them, but I don't know if Moorhead would want it. I don't really know what happened.
Well, you pay him $3.5 million, I think he'll want it.
Yeah.
You can win at Washington State. Leach did.
Yeah, no, I know. I wonder what happened with him at Mississippi State. He was only there 2 seasons.
Yeah.
That was kind of weird. Looking here, he went 14-12. 8-5, 6-7.
I remember when when he got hired at Oregon, people were talking about that, and there was some sort of rift with the AD, if I remember correctly. I don't remember exactly what it was, but he was
says here
he was bumping heads with somebody.
On January 3rd, 2020, Morehead was fired after finishing 6-7 following a loss to Louisville in the Music City Bowl. Besides the Bulldogs' lackluster performance in that game, athletic director John Cohen and other school officials were angered when they learned quarterback Garrett Schrader had suffered an eye injury during a fight in practice. Schrader had missed the game with what Morehead initially described as an upper body injury. All right.
I don't know. Seattle Times, by the way, their coaching candidates they have out there. Brent Brennan, who's the San Jose State coach.
Yeah, he's not leaving there for Washington State, though. Isn't he like one of the hot names around the country?
Yeah, he's a hot name.
Not going there.
Jeff Grimes, who's the Baylor OC. Graham Harrell, USC. Alex Grinch is obviously the one that that keeps popping up.
Graham Harrell, huh?
Graham Harrell. There's a Brian Lindgren, Oregon State offensive coordinator.
Some of the shines off of Graham Harrell, isn't it? Because
yeah, well, just the
well, he might not. I mean, if they hire a new coach, he may not be there long.
Well, and that's kind of why I'm. Where some people are saying that may be a guy, and plus he runs a pass heavy scheme, and then Nevada, Jay Norvell. So at least that's what Washington, or Seattle Times is throwing out there as the
Norvell
people to watch.
Yeah, a couple of texters reminding us Joe Moorhead, coach in waiting if Mario Cristobal ever left.
Oh, I think that's the case, but
I think a lot of fans would like him to be the coach, though.
He would not be the coach. I would be stunned.
They like him. They like old Moorhead over there.
But, you know, he's a guy that you're not going to be able to keep. If the offense cooks,
you know what?
When you have a successful program like that, you know, there's a lot of coaching turnover because people come in and pilfer your guys.
I thought he was a coordinator, but I guess he was a head coach at Fordham, too. Did you know that about Moorhead?
I did not know that. I just remember the Mississippi State.
Well, he went
and
to
he was the OC at Penn
State.
Yeah,
that's how he got the Mississippi State job. But at Fordham, he went 38-13.
What did he go?
38-13.
Okay. Nice record.
Yeah.
He led one of the better offenses in the country when he was at Penn State. I think that was the Saquon Barkley and Trace McSorley and those guys.
What about Tedford? I don't know what
Tedford is.
Did they fire him at Fresno or did he quit?
I thought he stepped down.
I thought he did too. He's had kind of a weird career arc, that guy.
It's strange. And no, I wouldn't go after Tedford. I thought the Rolo hire Washington State was perfect, but again, who the hell could see this coming?
We have the first coach having to address the LSU rumors, and it is Dabo Swinney, Clemson. He says he's focused on Death Valley. Although that's interesting. You know, you think they could pull Dabo out of there?
Why would you leave if you're Dabo? Why?
Money, maybe? I don't know. What's he make?
He makes like $8 or $9 million at Clemson. He plays in the garbage-ass ACC. You're the king dog there in that part. Like, why? Why would you want to go play in that other sandbox and have to deal with Saban every year? Unless he thinks that it's like Jimbo Fisher. Jimbo, I guess, saw the decline of Florida State coming and was like, next train out of town. But it's 1 year. I can't imagine that Clemson is crumbling.
I wonder if they can get Jimbo out of A&M. You know they're going to try.
Sure.
Because Woodward hired him there. But
Well, he said there was no buyout, right?
Yeah, there's no buyout. I don't know. That's a weird one because that seems like a lateral move. But at the same time, if Jimbo covets LSU because he used to work there.
Yep.
I mean, you always say you think it's one of the best jobs in the country.
I do. I think it's one of the three best jobs in America.
Better job than A&M, then maybe he would leave. I don't know.
I do think it's a better job. And you're the only player in the state. You have beyond anything that you need just in your own backyard. I do. I think LSU is a better job than A&M. I think it's a significantly better job.
All right. Coming up next, UNLV has what on their sideline? Have you seen this?
UNLV?
Yeah.
No. They have Marcus Arroyo, who's not good.
He's on their sideline, yeah. They have something else on their sideline. And we'll tell you about it next on The Fan.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously. But shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Prime Time with Isaac and Souk on 1080 The Fan.
All right, we are jam-barooing. We are rooing Tuesdays at 4. In the News is coming up next. We will talk about all these shootings. And we're going to have some staff shortages now as people are choosing to quit their jobs over taking a vaccine.
Yeah, I do think it is clear to point that out. That no one's being fired.
They are technically.
I guess they are technically being fired.
But they have a choice.
You have a choice.
You can save your job.
Yes.
Yes.
They're choosing not to.
So we'll talk about that. But, I wanted to tell you about UNLV. You know, they are not good.
No. And they really have never been good.
0-6 under Marcus Arroyo. Although they almost beat Fresno State.
Okay.
Okay, almost?
That's like Kansas, like, sort of thing. Their claim to fame is almost beating someone.
Dude, we don't almost beat anyone. The thing about Kansas is, here's the thing about Kansas, okay?
Please tell me the thing about Kansas.
As long as their opponents don't run, pass, or kick the ball.
Yeah.
They have a chance.
And you're okay.
Well, they have a chance.
Yeah.
I'm not saying they're okay.
But they play Oklahoma this week. Did you see that?
I did, fella, and I saw that the point spread was almost 40 points, and I just don't think that's high enough.
38.5 right now.
I feel like that's a bargain.
You know what? I may take Kansas in the points.
Why? Don't do that. Don't. Trust me. Don't.
Their games this year after the big win over South Dakota.
Big win. Better than UNLV.
49-22, 45-7, 52-33, 59-7.
Wait. Who'd we score 33 on?
Duke.
Hell yeah.
But you gave up 52. And then Texas Tech got you 41-14. But I got a hunch they're due.
That is a terrible hunch.
I got a hunch they're due for only a 30-point defeat.
If they played Georgia, would they get yards?
Oh, that's a good question. I do think they'd get yards. I'm being dead serious. I'll bet you that they'd get 112 total yards.
Boy, I'd take the under.
You gotta think in the second half when Georgia's got nothing to play for, they got the backups in there. Kansas can move the ball a little bit, right?
No, they can't. Although they do have their starting quarterback. Maybe Arizona, if Arizona played Georgia, would they get yards? Because they have lost now two starting quarterbacks.
Yes.
Gunnar Cruz went down.
And it really doesn't matter. With the game we want to see now is Kansas and Arizona. That's
but
the one.
Look, I don't think so. I think it's UNLV Arizona because Kansas has a W. Suck on that. Wildcats.
That's true.
And Rebels.
Arizona is so,
anyway,
so bad.
UNLV's 0-6. They played Arizona State, lost 37-10. They got hammered by Iowa State. They almost beat Fresno. Last week, they lost 28-24 to Utah State. So maybe they're getting better. I don't know. Yeah. They do have something cooking on their sideline, though.
I had to look this up because I was like, what could they possibly have?
They have a 700-pound slot machine.
Yeah.
And they said that it cost them $60,000, and it pays out every time they go over to it.
Yeah, anytime there's a turnover or a touchdown, all the players run over and pull the slot machine. But
yeah, and it pays every time.
I saw this. I was expecting a really cool, elaborate, giant slot machine. Dude, they got rooked if that thing cost 60 grand.
Well, I mean, it's a real slot machine.
Yeah, but it looks lame. It just looks like a regular old slot machine.
Yeah, kind of an old one where it doesn't have a lot of the bells and whistles on
it.
Yeah. Just,
that thing costs,
it's a simpler time.
That thing costs $60,000?
60 Gs, and it weighs 700 pounds. And they put it under the stands.
Yeah, but what does it pay out? You can't give players cash.
Well, sure you can.
You can't. No, you can't.
Sure you can. Come on, it's Las Vegas.
No?
You know what they're going to do next, I hear, is they're going to pop up a stripper tent.
Now we're talking.
On the sideline. They're going to call it the turnover tent.
That's something.
You get a pick, you run over there, you you jump into the tent, you get a couple dances.
Now we're talking.
You want to talk about making that place a juggernaut?
Boom. Boy, I love the
let's go.
Boise State's got a throne, right? We got the turnover chain. The Beavers have a chainsaw. The turnover, and you already got it. The medical tent's right there, right?
That's right.
The turnover tent. Now you're thinking outside the box.
If they're smart and they want fans to show up to the games, it doesn't need to be a tent. Just put a stage on the sideline.
Well, you can't because you got to think of the kids.
I don't care about the kids.
Got to think of the kids, Rob.
I think they should become the first school to be 21 and over to get in.
No kids.
Just no kids. Make it a party. Strippers. Like you're Las Vegas. You're not getting anybody there anyway.
No.
You're 0-6. Why not?
I kind of like the way you're thinking. You know, you got to go outside the box a little bit. Someone said that the Vanderbilt had 77 yards against Georgia. So maybe my 112 is a bit.
See, I'd take the under.
Yeah, my 112 might have been a bit generous.
They are saying that UNLV wants to take this on the road, their slot machine.
Yeah.
But state gambling rules prohibit it in certain stadiums.
Why can't you just have a fake slot machine?
It's not fake.
Why does it have to be real?
Because it is real.
It can't pay you any money.
It can pay you gold bullion, though.
That's the dumbest thing in the world, that you paid 60 grand when you could have probably paid $500 for one that just looked like a slot machine. Because you can't. You can't give the players any money. That's the dumbest.
Well, but they're saying is, and I'm not even kidding, it is not a novelty slot machine.
Yeah.
It is a real casino caliber slot machine. Therefore, that's why they can't take it to road games.
Well, that's why this is such a stupid idea. It was cool in theory.
You're stupid.
And then you found out that it was, you're like, that's ridiculous.
Well, what they want to do is have fans come down and be able to take their picture with it.
Yeah.
And make a bunch of money off of it.
That would be like, who is it? Is it the Florida A&M or the Rattlers, right? I think that's their deal.
I don't know.
I believe that is the case. That is the equivalent of them being like, hey, you know what's going to be super badass? We're going to have a kick-ass rattlesnake on the sideline. Just big, scary-looking thing over there. And then someone's going to be like, yeah, but like, it's not a real rattlesnake. It doesn't have like venom. And they're like, oh, no, it's real. You're like, why? Well, because we need it to be real and authentic. No one would know the difference if you had one that didn't have venom and that had been defanged. It's the same sort of principle here. You've spent 60 grand on it, which your program probably doesn't have, on a slot machine that's real and authentic that no one can play or win.
Man, you know how to crap on a good time, don't you?
No, I'm on board the turnover tent. Is a great idea. A
couple girls. Although, you know, you might have to wait a second or two before you come out of there. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Well, I mean, you got
just put the towel down there.
Well, you're strapped down,
too. Oh, yeah, the towel.
You know, you got...
Wait, what? You're strapped down?
Yeah, you're strapped down.
What kind of strip club do you go to?
Well, you're playing football.
Yeah, no, I know, but
there's
still...
There's usually some compression.
Sure, but that doesn't mean you can't... I mean, You got a chub down there. It's you got to think of the kids. Kids don't like seeing that.
It's directed
away.
They
don't understand it.
It's directed away.
Well, anyway, they say right now it is not just a turnover prop. Rather, it is for momentum plays. So, fourth downs.
Yeah, really, UNLV is just trying to look for a reason to get their players excited about anything.
That's right.
And I'm sure this will work.
It seems to be working.
Oh, I saw the video of it, and the players seem to be pretty happy about running over to it. I know that I'm like 1,000 years old, but...
I think the joy of that will end in like 3 games.
I can assure you.
Inanimate, inanimate object. Hooray!
Well, I'm glad I played when I did because now I'm just an old man and it doesn't matter because I'm expected to just yell at the clouds anyways. But man, when I played, I would have hated everything. There is zero chance you would have gotten me to run off the field to go over to the turnover slot machine. And like the photo shoots, like on recruiting visits. Hey, do you want to dress up and take photos? No. No, I don't.
Well. They don't have to impress you, Jason.
No.
A lot of the guys seem to like it.
Oh, yeah, man. It's a whole thing.
So they got a little momentum going there.
Yeah. Put on your 19 wristbands and...
Still 0-6, but...
Go dress up and take some photos and then go pull a slot machine.
All right, that's all we have time for on the Roo. We've got some Ed Orgeron talk later. But up next, it's in the news. Here's Mike.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Prime Time with Isaac and Souk on 1080 The Fan.
All right, we've got so much left to cover. Can a head coach be considered a failure if he won a title? We shall discuss.
Intriguing.
But right now it is October 19th, 2021. It is time for In the News. I am your noted newsman. Today is Dress Like a Dork Day. But I don't know.
Like, define...
Dress like a dork.
Yeah, I don't know what that necessarily means.
I have a U.S. Open golf shirt on that everybody thinks is tennis.
Yeah.
Did I dress like a dork? Well, and I have a golf hat on, so I kind of did dress like a dork.
Well...
Also, I guess define dork.
Well, I guess everybody defines it differently, but...
I guess when I think of that now, I guess I just go standard, like...
Pocket protector?
Well, no, like, I think of, like, bad middle school, like, teacher or out-of-touch dad. I'm thinking, like...
The khakis.
Well, I'm thinking, like, brown Skechers, white socks, definitely some bad slacks, you know, like...
That's a must.
Yeah, gotta have some khakis on there. And then the golf shirt, but that, like, dry fit material with a body that is not meant for dry fit, if you know what I mean. And then that's tucked in. You know, that's kind of what I think of. And then maybe your cell phone, like, clipped onto your belt. Like, that's kind of the... When you say dork, that's kind of where I go. There was a fun clip of, you know, Harry Styles.
Yes.
My kids are obsessed with Harry Styles.
Watermelon...
Sugar.
Sugar.
Yes.
Did you hear he explain what that is?
I think we all knew what that meant, but all right.
Oh, I didn't.
You didn't know what that meant?
No.
Watch the video sometime. It's pretty easy.
Oh. But well, I haven't seen the video.
There's a great clip of him at one of the concerts, and he goes, I see there's some dads here. And he points out these three guys and he goes, I could tell because you're all wearing golf shirts. And he goes, wait, are they tucked in? And then they zoom in and sure enough, all three guys just with some sweet, they're like, well, we're going to a concert. Got to dress up. Time to put on my golf polo. You got to admit, that's...
Yeah, but wait, he's doing this while in a dress probably, right?
Probably something very, very fashionable.
So, I mean, look, you can look at it the other way, too.
But you do love when you see a couple out and you know the wife really put a lot of time and effort into it. Really nice dress, done up, makeup, nice heels. And the guy's like, well, time to break out my best jeans and tuck in my golf polo.
There is an art to not dressing like a dad.
Yeah.
And you got to catch yourself. You really do.
Yeah.
You should never wear any, like, if we're talking about just going out, like to dinner or whatever. Yeah. No sports gear.
No.
No hats. No. No team affiliated anything. You know, just get you some nice form-fitting pants, a couple long-sleeve shirts, and you'll be fine.
Please don't wear what
you're... Maybe even a sports coat.
I was going to say, don't wear... If you wore it to play nine holes recently, don't wear it out to a nice event. Don't do it.
All right. Where were... Oh, it's also Evaluate Your Life Day.
That people should be doing more often.
1,000 shootings this year in Portland.
Seems like a lot.
Over 300 injured by bullets. We've had 67 homicides. Nationally, homicides are up... Well, this was in 2020. Homicides up 30% nationally in 2020. Here? Care to guess?
You said 30% nationally?
Last year, yes.
We're going to be up... We're going to be up 100-150%.
83%.
Yeah.
They're saying that a lot of it is gang-related shootings. A lot of it is homeless people disputes. Mm-hmm. And a lot of it is retaliation shootings. But there are innocent bystanders, you know, getting hit, like that guy at the pizza place the other night.
Well, there was one recently, and it wasn't locally, but he was 13, 12 or 13. He was playing on his iPad, and he caught a bullet in the head, killed him. Just read about it. He was in L.A. and read about it in the L.A. Times today.
Well, they do have a bunch of money to toss at this problem. I guess I was reading today is like $60 million or something they can throw at it.
Yeah.
But they just cut $27 million from the police budget, and then there's that, and then you're going to get outrage from people. I don't know, man. It's not an easy solution. There's probably a lot that goes into it. At the same time, something probably needs to be done, don't you think?
Yeah, I would say so. And
a lot of shootings out there.
This isn't my opinion. This is just straight facts, and you can look it up because it's any city, you can go down this road. Less police equals more crime, more shootings. It's just plain and simple. And I'm not saying that you have to love every cop. I'm not saying every cop is fantastic, but that is evidence that you cannot dispute. It is plain and simple. Every single statistic shows it. When you have less police officers in an area, you have more crime and you have more violent crime like shootings. Plain and simple. So if you want to know why we have a sudden increase in this, I'm sure it's not just one simple thing. But if you don't think that that has a direct correlation, then you're just not paying attention.
Scale of 1 to 10, how concerned are you about this problem as a Vancouver white guy?
It doesn't impact me on a day-to-day basis, so I'm not going to say that it's like sky high, but I find it extremely troubling for a city that I spend most of my time in and that I love, and that I feel terrible for people that are affected by it. So 1 to 10, it's a solid 7, 7.5 for me.
Yeah, I went out the other night to meet a guy for a beer. And it was downtown. It's the first time I've been truly downtown in a while.
Yeah.
And I will say, while I wasn't worried, I did start thinking about, like, where I park.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and I was looking around down there and just like, man, everything's boarded up and a lot of weird. It's just weird.
Yep. I will tell you that
much more careful.
I am not someone that really, and maybe this is my bad, I just don't really worry about myself. When I'm out and about, I've never been like, oh, I feel unsafe. Really, wherever I've been. And recently, there have been some times where if I am in Portland at a certain time of night, or I've mentioned I have a couple dive bars that I love going to, and whether it's safety or just I'm not willing to park my car there and go into a bar, that absolutely plays a role. And I think that stinks because I think there are a ton of businesses that have been gutted by this sort of thing where you're like, yeah, you know what? I'm not dealing with that. And it's not their fault. It stinks.
Where will there be the most staffing shortages as people choose to quit their jobs over this vaccination thing that they're trying to put in our arms?
What do they call them? The jabs?
The jabs.
Or the Fauci-ouchie? I've heard that one too.
The Fauci ouchie.
Yeah, that's that badass crazy gal from Colorado. You know, she tries to out-dumb the Marie Taylor Green gal.
That's hard to do.
Bobbitt or whatever her name is, you know.
I'm not familiar.
I don't know. She's one of those. She's the QAnon. She calls it the Fauci ouchie.
I like that. I'm down with that.
Yeah.
I have the Fauci ouchie. And it didn't hurt. It wasn't an ouchie. I am growing like this like sixth finger over here. Is that weird?
I'm counting on the vaccine, the side effect being the hair growth. I'm waiting for it. I'm waiting to see some follicles up top.
What else? Oh, so I was going to tell you, Washington State Patrol has lost 127 employees. This all because yesterday was the vaccine mandate deadline.
Yes.
For state employees. So, Shutdown Brown is saying that the state vaccine mandate has meant about 237,000 more people vaccinated. So I guess that's good. Because to me, we should be talking more about all the people who have died of this virus than all the people who are choosing to die on this hill over their job. But look, that's just me.
It is amazing to me that there are so many people that are willing to do it. But when you look at it as a percentage of the workforce, it is really, really small.
Oh, yeah.
It's just that the numbers, well, when you put them out of context, they, you know, you're like, oh, my God, there's that many people that are willing to die on that hill.
You were gone last week, but I said this. I think we do need to be careful about saying that everyone who is vaccine hesitant or doesn't want the vaccine has the same beliefs, because they don't.
Nope.
And, you know, it is a decision, but at the same time, you know, people, these policies are saving lives. And they hate that.
I don't have any ill will towards anyone.
You shouldn't save lives because me.
I just.
Why would you care about lives?
The people that are choosing to do this.
Well, I think it's frustrating.
It is frustrating, but at the same time, like, I mean, I'm all for making your own choice. And so this is your choice. You know what the consequences are. So
sure. But if we all, but
I just don't like the martyrdom that some people are trying to turn it into.
But if it's, but it's frustrating because I think a lot of people see this pretty clearly, you know?
Yeah.
The vast majority of people, it seems like, in that let's all get the jab and we'll be out. We'll be free and clear of this, hopefully, you know, before too long. Right.
Yeah.
So that's what's frustrating about it, is it's really not. It's just, you just shake your head at some of the reasons.
Yeah, I mean, I've heard some people, and there are some that make more sense than others to me. The natural immunity one is the one that I get. If you've had it and you have the antibodies, I get why those people are like, why do I have to get one?
Well, because the best way, I was reading this just today, the best thing you can do for yourself is if you have already had COVID, you have the natural immunities, plus the vaccine,
yes.
You are now the most protected person on Earth.
That is true. But to be fair, and again, this is why I'm just saying, if you've had it, we both have had the vaccine, but we have not had COVID.
You got the Fauci ouchie?
I have the Fauci ouchie. And if you've had COVID and recovered, the studies show that those people have more immunity than we do.
Right.
Now, they will have more if they go ahead and get the vaccine, but I understand why someone would be like, hey, I don't get why I have to have it. I've had it. I've recovered. I have the antibodies.
Of course.
But at the same time, I don't know, we are asked to do 100 different things for work and in society all the time for the benefit of other people or for the benefit of our jobs. And I'm fascinated that this is the hill that people are choosing to die on.
Don't you have to have a hepatitis vaccine
Absolutely.
To travel or... To be in school, you have to have been vaccinated by smallpox.
All my kids have had to have the vaccinations to go to school. I have had to get vaccinations to travel to certain places. And if you're a police officer in the military, especially if you're in the military, you've had to take a ton of vaccines.
Yeah, so what's the difference about it? Is it just because they think was rushed? Or
That's the part of this that I don't quite understand. It just feels a very arbitrary line in the sand, but... You know,
it's frustrating because
it's your choice.
It is your choice, but there are consequences to that choice, which people seem to not understand. They keep blaming the mandates, but it's just frustrating because the info's out there. It's safe. You know, the vast majority of people have it, and it's just like you just want to shake people sometimes. But again, if you want to lose your job over it, so be it. The vaccination rates at the hospitals, Salem Health, 89%. Legacy 95%, OHSU 96%, and Providence 97%.
And that's what I said. It is a very small percentage of
right.
people.
Right. All this talk of, oh, the nurses, why wouldn't nurses get it? Well, there are some nurses that don't want it, but for the most part, I just read it. 89 to 97% of all the hospital employees in the state are vaccinated.
Well, it's like the thing with Rolovich. He's the only major college football coach that is taking the stance. Now, there may be some where it's not required, but he's the only coach that is being fired or let go because of this. Every other coach has, and their staffs have been vaccinated. So, yes, it does happen where you get the one story and we all kind of talk about it, but the overwhelming majority of people, this is not an issue.
As for the school districts, Beaverton, Salem, and Portland school districts, all 96% vaccination rate and above. So really the one area where, well, we lost a lot of Washington State Patrol, as I mentioned, but the Department of Corrections is only at about 67%, according to the state numbers.
Boy, and if you, I will say, man, if you lose 30 or 40% of your workforce in a situation like that, dude, that's a crippling blow.
Do you wonder what's going on at the airport? When was the last time you were at the airport? PDX. PDX Airport.
It's been a while. Iceland. So what was that, a month or two ago? I don't know.
Have you noticed there that it's kind of looking raggedy with all the construction, you know, and the ceiling's all torn up and everything?
Yeah.
Do you know what they're doing? Have you seen the renderings of what they're doing with that?
I went and looked at it because I was walking around because my flight got delayed when I was last flying. Yeah. And they had all the information on the walls.
Yeah.
It's pretty cool looking.
Give me one word to describe what you think that is going to be there, Mike.
It's going to be like very Portland. It's very nature-y.
Okay.
There's a lot of greenery they're going to be putting into the middle of all the concourses. There's going to be like... I forget what they called it, but there was like, it's like this little area with trees and stuff.
Dog-friendly lesbian bar or lesbian-friendly dog bar?
What?
Which one?
Jesus.
Lesbian-friendly dog bar.
I was reading about it. It's kind of cool what they're doing with the ceiling, and we will talk about that next on In the News on the Fan.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
All right, football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.
Prime Time with Isaac and Souk on 1080 The Fan.
All right, we have time for one more story here on In the News. We'll get to the Hot 5 at 5, which I know you guys can't wait for. Coming up next. But yes, I was asking you about the Portland International Airport and how they're kind of tearing it up in there. And it kind of looks a little raggedy right now.
A little janky.
A lot of construction going on. I was reading today about what they call the PDX Next Plan. And I didn't know, I haven't seen out at the airport where they have the plans for you to look at, but they are planning to open up the main terminal there when you go in and make it, it's all going to be curved timber, the ceiling.
Oh, that's
with
cool.
With light, yeah, it's going to be like, and they said a welcoming airy wash of light and curved timber.
Yeah, it's going to be like a glass ceiling.
Well, it's timber. So... they're saying that they're making it. It's a wooden roof, and they're making it next door. It's actually, so what they're going to do is they're building it next door to PDX, and then they're going to install it in pieces, which is why it looks so janky in there right now. You don't see them constructing it. You just see them tearing down the current ceiling.
Well, there's actually, you can't see anything. There's no longer like this giant hallway that leads you between the terminals. It's just... all covered up, and it's like the smallest little boarding pass security area, and then you're just through to the regular terminals.
So the Port of Portland's building it, and they say they're constructing the entire structure, including skylights, insulation, mechanical components, and finishes in one place, and then they're moving it to another. So all 392,000 square feet of the roof is being built in a lot adjacent to the airport in pieces or modules, with plans to move it across the airfield.
Huh.
The project will utilize the combined might of Skanska and Hoffman Construction Companies, which have formed a sort of construction company, Optimus Prime, called Hoffman Skanska Joint Venture, to manage the undertaking. He said each roof module will be hoisted up and slid into place, almost like they're massive cassette tapes.
I don't know if this has any, like, impact on, you know, like people traveling there, but there is something, like, you've traveled a bunch. You do remember certain airports that you go to, and you're like, whoa.
Hell yeah.
You're like, dude, that's awesome. I just off the top of my head, the Toronto airport is amazing. The one in Munich, Tokyo, like you just fly into some of those places and you start walking around and you're like, wow.
Yeah.
That stuff's impressive.
The Asians do airports way better than us.
Yeah, it's some of the international stuff is pretty fancy smancy.
So they're saying they're going to open a screen door satellite brunch cafe.
All right.
Yeah. And a good coffee in Concourse B. That is supposedly happening this year.
Yeah, someone says, watch out, Denver. PDX is coming to take back the number one spot in the airport rankings.
Well, I think they did.
Oh, we did?
I thought we were number three.
I think this year they were number one again, but they were number three last time.
Really?
I think. Because I'm pretty sure the sign when you go into the airport says, we're back to number one or something like that.
Well, I don't know how we're number one with it looking the way it does now, but okay.
Yeah. Coming for you.
Slowly but surely, the Port of Portland projects the main terminal and all this timber, all this thing we're talking about, how cool it's going to look.
Yeah.
That will be in place and ready for you to witness.
2027.
By 2025.
That went that far off.
So.
They're massive projects.
So four more years of
crappy,
a weird crappy airport.
And then it will look amazing.
Yeah. Okay. There's your hot PDX news, although they are, a lot of people are pissed that they're not bringing back the old carpet.
Yeah.
You know how that's a thing?
I don't understand why they went away from that. For something that was that iconic and that beloved.
Doesn't make sense, does it? Just and make new carpet.
The carpet that they put in there is somewhat similar to it. Why just not give people the carpet that they want?
It's weird, isn't it?
I do not understand that. And it's a new Coke thing.
Also weird to me that people care so much about what the carpet looked like.
Yeah, valid point.
Very
stop,
Portland.
Stop taking photos of your damn feet on the carpet, by the way.
Yeah.
No one cares.
Wait, you are so right about that. You know, no one cares. You
know, we all flew somewhere, all right?
Yeah, just, I'd like to see your vacation pictures.
Sure, I don't need
but
to see
But I want to see
feet
your feet on the carpet. I get it. You flew to Peru. What? You swim there?
We all get it. We went there. Went there together.
All right, we have some super hot, cool, awesome sports talk. Can you have a failed tenure if you won a title? We'll get to that next hour, but the Hot 5 at 5 is next on The Fan.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.